Hello and welcome to the Minimum Competence episode for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm your host for today, Andrew Leahy, a tax and technology attorney from New Jersey. On today's episode, we have TikTok's complex forced sale due to ByteDance IP portfolio, Texas's block deportation law, Meta's privacy battle in Nevada, Trump's plea for absolute immunity, and Google's fine over AI copyright issues. Let's remember, judge each day not by the harvest, but by the seeds planted, and plant today's legal news. But first, a quick note. Is your company or firm hiring for legal roles? We'd love to circulate the listing among our podcast and newsletter audience. So send a quick note to contact@minimumcomp.com with a few details, and we'll be sure to circulate it among our erudite and discerning audience. Thanks. On this day in legal history, March 20th, 1602, we mark the establishment of the Dutch East India Company, or VOC, a pivotal moment that reshaped global trade and legal concepts surrounding corporate governance. Authorized by the States General of the Netherlands, the VOC was granted an exclusive 21-year monopoly over Dutch trade operations in Asia. This groundbreaking move not only positioned the Netherlands as a dominant force in the global spice trade, but also laid the foundational principles of modern corporate finance and capital markets. The VOC's charter signified the world's first issuance of stock, making it the earliest company to be financed by shareholders. This innovation introduced the concept of risk-sharing among investors, a pivotal development that underpins today's stock markets. Furthermore, the VOC structure demonstrated early examples of corporate governance, with its dual system of governance balancing executive and supervisory roles, a precursor to contemporary corporate boards. As the world's first multinational corporation, the VOC wielded immense power and influence, establishing trading posts and colonies across Asia. Its legal framework allowed for unprecedented scale and operations, setting a template for future companies to operate across national borders. However, the VOC's activities also underscored the darker aspects of early corporate power, including exploitation and colonial aggression. The VOC's legacy is multifaceted, symbolizing both the innovative spirit of early global commerce and the ethical complexities of corporate dominance. Its establishment on March 20, 1602 serves as a reminder of the lasting impact that legal and corporate innovations can have on the world stage, influencing the course of economic history and the evolution of corporate law. The potential forced sale of TikTok by ByteDance Limited is complicated by the latter's extensive intellectual property portfolio, including over 900 U.S. patents since 2020 on innovations like AI music creation and video recommendation algorithms. This vast trove of patents, crucial for cash flow and business protection, could significantly affect the deal's structure, as buyers generally aim to secure IP rights. The U.S. House passed a bill mandating TikTok's sale to operate in the U.S., setting a challenging six-month deadline for ByteDance, reminiscent of the expedited sale of Grindr by its Chinese owners under similar pressures. The divestiture's complexity is heightened by ByteDance's global patent array and the strategic importance of IP rights, which might be sold or licensed in various forms to comply with the legislation. Yet the sale or licensing of these patents, particularly those underpinning TikTok's algorithm, raises concerns over control and national security, reflecting the intricate dynamics at play between U.S.-China relations, investor interests, and technological sovereignty. A federal appeals court has halted a Texas law permitting the arrest and deportation of individuals entering the U.S. illegally, following the Supreme Court's directive to expedite resolution of the case. This decision adds to the confusion at the border, especially during the brief period the law was active, due to limited details from Texas officials on its implementation. The measure, SB 4, has faced criticism from immigrant rights organizations and Mexican officials, underscoring tensions between state and federal authorities over immigration enforcement. The Biden administration contends that SB 4 unlawfully encroaches on federal jurisdiction over immigration policies, arguing against Texas's claim of constitutional authority to defend against what it considers an invasion. This legal battle represents a significant clash over state versus federal powers in managing immigration, amidst ongoing debates on the rights of states to enact their own immigration policies. The situation remains fluid as courts continue to evaluate the legality and implications of SB 4, with the international community, particularly Mexico, vocalizing opposition to the Supreme Court's initial refusal to intervene. Nevada's battle with Meta Platforms, Inc. over its decision to implement end-to-end encryption in Messenger for young users has ignited a significant privacy fight, with the state court reviewing a motion to block this encryption. Critics argue that such a move could undermine privacy and security for all users, emphasizing encryption's role in protecting against surveillance and data theft. Nevada contends that encryption enables illicit targeting of children within the state, alleging Meta's violation of consumer protection laws. Meta counters by highlighting the longstanding availability of encryption on Messenger and disputes Nevada's jurisdiction and the applicability of state law, citing First Amendment rights and federal protections under Section 230. This confrontation echoes broader national and international debates over the balance between privacy, security, and law enforcement's ability to combat crime, particularly child exploitation. Advocacy groups supporting Nevada argue that removing encryption could prevent child sexual abuse, while privacy organizations warn that weakening encryption poses broad security risks. The case could have profound implications not only for children's online safety, but also for the privacy rights of adults worldwide, potentially influencing future policy and legal standards regarding encryption technology. Moreover, Nevada's action is part of a wider scrutiny of social media platforms' impact on children's mental health and safety, reflecting growing legal and public policy challenges facing tech companies. A victory for Nevada could set a precedent for other states to challenge tech companies on encryption and other privacy-enhancing technologies, forcing these companies to navigate complex legal risks or compromise on user security. Donald Trump, you remember him? Well, he's urged the U.S. Supreme Court to grant former presidents absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts, including efforts to overturn election results. This request follows the rejection of Trump's immunity claim by lower courts in the criminal case led by special counsel Jack Smith relating to Trump's actions surrounding his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. Trump's legal team argues that such immunity is essential for the presidency's independence and to protect future presidents from political prosecutions. The Supreme Court's decision to hear arguments on this matter has temporarily postponed Trump's trial amid his claims of political motivation behind the charges and his ongoing presidential campaign against Biden for 2024. The case highlights the significant legal and constitutional questions surrounding presidential immunity and accountability, especially given the allegations of Trump's attempts to subvert the electoral process. France's competition authority fined Google 250 million euros for violating EU intellectual property regulations in its dealings with media publishers, particularly relating to the use of publishers' content by Google's AI chatbot Bard, now known as Gemini. Google has agreed not to contest the findings and has proposed remedies to address the identified issues, stating its desire to focus on developing sustainable methods for connecting users with quality content. Despite accepting the settlement, Google criticized the fine as disproportionate and expressed concerns about the unpredictable regulatory environment. This fine stems from a copyright dispute initiated by major French news organizations, including AFP, which seemed to have been previously settled in 2022, with Google dropping its appeal against an initial 500 million euro penalty. However, the competition watchdog found Google in breach of several commitments made during the settlement, particularly in its negotiations with publishers and the transparency of information related to its AI service. This case highlights the ongoing challenges in the digital content ecosystem, where publishers and news agencies seek fair compensation for their content used by AI technologies, amidst broader industry concerns over data scraping by AI services without consent or appropriate remuneration. And with that, I thank you so much for listening to Minimum Competence, your daily news podcast for lawyers. If you're looking for more than Minimum Competence, links to further reading on all the topics touched on today are in the show notes. Reviews go a long way towards helping new listeners to find our show. If you have a moment and can leave a rating or review on your podcast player, we'd sure appreciate it. And if you know someone that might be interested in a story we cover, consider sending them the episode. But remember, nothing here should be construed as legal advice, because it is certainly not that. Minimum Competence is available at MinimumComp.com and wherever you get your finely crafted podcasts. If you haven't checked out the website in a while, give it a look. There are complete transcripts and resources for each episode, as well as its corresponding segments, and an opportunity to receive new episodes in email newsletter form. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and until then, remember, you can literally pickle anything. No one is stopping you.